Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's get this thing going. Sorry, I'm already having headphone issues. For a second there, I thought my mic was off. Nope, I'm good. We are starting off on a blast here. Rick Uchino, Iridian Fierro, Crest of the Star, making me look like a bum by comparison. It's great to see you ladies again. It's been a while since I've been here. I'm ready to rock and roll. We got everybody who's joining us here on a Saturday night to talk about some graps. Ace Shock saying the trio is back. Damn right we're back. Right in time for the one-year anniversary next week already. 1 year. You believe that?
One year. Guys, we have been together for a whole year. A lot of couples don't make it this far, guys.
The thruple is thriving.
Here's the question. Out of the last year, how many shows have we done?
Oh my God. That's crazy. How many shows have there been in total? That's insane.
I will say that we've done the majority of them together. Mm-hmm. I will say just recently, Rick has been like, I'm cutting school.
I screwed stuff up. Because we started doing this show and then like 2 months in, the radio station I work for is like, hey, we want you to start like hosting stuff on the weekends. And I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. I'm not going to say no. But yeah, that takes some Saturdays away every now and again, or like every other week. But anyway, we're here to talk about a jam-packed AEW collision tonight here on the Fightful YouTube channel, by the way. Thank you guys so much for being here. Give us a thumbs up, like this video, interact with us, get your chats in, get your super chats, your humper chats in. That's a guaranteed way to get your comment read on the air. Our excellent moderator, Drew, is going to make sure that I read every single one of those some bitches before we get out of here tonight. Thank you guys so much. And yes, before we talk about everything that happened on Collision tonight, because I thought this was a damn good episode of AEW Collision tonight, people are already sounding off in the chat right now about the big news that broke from PW Insider about an hour or so ago. that Ricochet has apparently given his notice to WWE. He is not going to re-sign before his contract expires, and he is expected to be written out of storylines fairly soon, i.e. murdered by Bron Breakker at some point within the next couple of weeks on Monday Night Raw. For those asking whether or not Fightful has been able to confirm that, as of right now, I don't think so. I know Sean tweeted he's working on it. We have not been able to confirm that here at Fightful. I haven't gotten an update. Sean's not popping in here at this time, so there's nothing that we can confirm at this time. So we're going strictly off of PW Insider at this point. But stay tuned to Fightful Select, because if Sean's able to confirm it, that's where it's going to pop up. Best $5 in the business. Trust me, guys. You waste $5 on dumber stuff throughout the month. You can get all of Sean's great reporting, right to your email. You don't have to worry about these aggregators who get things wrong or over exaggerate or leave key pieces out of his reports. You get it right to your email, and you know before anybody else. But let's go off of the PW Insider report here, ladies. Any surprise, shock here that Ricochet is not going to be re-signing? What do you think this means for him, Iridium? Let's start with you.
Man, I'm ready for him to have an amazing indie run. I'm ready for him to go on a type of like Mustafa Ali kind of run. We know that Ricochet has had some fantastic matches in the indies. And we were talking a little bit about this before we started streaming about like, you know, there's oversaturation. There's so many wrestlers on the roster. There's only so much TV time. But also, if you're not able to find a spot for someone like Ricochet, maybe it's time for him to make his money elsewhere. So I wouldn't mind for him to have an indie run. But Cresta, what do you think?
All I have to say is when I first found out about Ricochet, there was a GIF going around of him and 1 billion Offspray. And I can't wait. Like you said, Mustafa Ali right now is doing some amazing work in TNA. If you want to go down there, Ricochet in the X Division, still my beating heart. That would be fantabulous. Wherever he goes, he's going to be amazing. I am always going to shill for TNA. However, going from Fed money to TNA money, facts are facts, America. But I want him to get used. I'm not sure he'd get used in AEW regularly the way he should be. But I think Will Ospreay would be like that guy right there.
That one.
That's my guy. I love him. I love him. And I want to be with him. I love him.
Look, I'm not surprised by anything. Look, Ricochet was one of these guys who signed a big 5-year contract like back in 2019, which is why so many of these contracts are coming up this year. So, I mean, presumably, I don't know what the guy's been pulling down, but he's been getting the bag for the last 5 years. We don't know what people's true motivations are. It would be very easy for Ricochet to say, yeah, I'm comfortable here. Samantha's here. I got a role. I'm getting a paycheck. I'll re-up and, you know, we'll keep this train rolling. But look, obviously, if this report turns out to be true, this man's got more that he wants to do other than being, you know, an internet speed champion in WWE and getting, like I said, you know, facetiously murdered by Bron Breakker on a weekly basis. Like, this guy went out and proved with Ilya Dragunov, like, not that long ago that he can still go. He's at the top of his game. So right now, yeah. I mean, if he wants to go out and he wants to wrestle the Will Ospreys of the world, or come in here and throw down with Swerve Strickland, or if he wants to go to TNA or do a monster indie run a la Matt Cardona, like, he can do it. He's going to have the option to do it. And that's the beauty part about where the pro wrestling industry is right now. Because 5 years ago, when AEW was just getting started up, like, everybody re-upped with WWE because, hey, who knows what AEW is going to do or what that's going to do for the business. We really don't have any other options. And not everybody is brave like Jon Moxley said, screw this place. I'm going to go do whatever the hell I want, whatever, you know, ends up popping up. I think Ricochet is going to have a hell of a market when he gets out there, and I think he's going to do damn good work when he's out there. If he wants to just go out there and put on 5-star matches, God love him for it, and I'll enjoy every damn second of it. Every damn second of it.
Yeah, well, I'm right there with you. I think
that's in. Get your Humper Chats in.
He's gonna make his money elsewhere.
Yeah. He's gonna get good money too. I don't know if he's gonna get WWE money, you know. But TK, look, if TK wants somebody, he'll spend for him. We know that. We got Van Twinblane saying the whole snack crew is here. Rick, Cap, Eugenio, Iridian, Fierro, Roche.
Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, I can say words. And Cresta Star Crunch, let's effing go. We got Matthew Hook saying women of AEW cooking, preach. Owen Turney's looking pretty good too right about now. I would wholeheartedly agree. We got people asking in the chat, do I think Natalya is staying with WWE?
I'm not muted, sorry.
You're good. I have no idea. Like, seriously, nothing surprises me anymore. Like, nothing. Like, CM Punk is in WWE right now. Nothing surprises me.
The wrestling landscape right now.
Natalya could be in TNA next week. I don't know.
I wouldn't hate that. The Knockouts division. Just wrestling right now, the landscape, anyone can make money anywhere. Even though, wink, wink, nudge, nudge at TNA, you're still getting more than what you would have gotten 5 years ago.
Oh, sure.
You're still getting more than what you would have gotten 5 years ago at New Japan. You know what I mean? So anyone
and you still might wind up on WWE TV.
And if all else fails, people call TNA the cockroaches, but it's really WWE. Because if all else fails, the Federation will be here. The Federation will be here.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's kick off. Let's start about talk about this show here tonight. We open up with a hell of a matchup. Claudio and Wheeler Yuta. So nice to see Yuta back in action, taking on FTR. This one ended up being a time limit draw. Had some clunky moments, had some fun moments. I don't know about y'all. I thought Claudio and Dax, they looked like they were shooting there for a minute at the beginning there with the bald head rubbing and the chops and, the uppercuts. It looked like they were laying shit in tonight, for sure. A couple of nice standoff sharpshooting swinging dick contests here in this one. This had a lot of fun moments. Like I said, it had some clunky moments. The ending had, wasn't quite as crisp as I would expect from these two teams. Still had a lot of fun with this one. What do you think, Arunian?
I feel like you're not hype enough for Wheeler Yuta for me, Rick.
I love Yuta.
I've been waiting for the return of Wheeler Yuta. When I was in Philly for WrestleMania, I went to Ring of Honor and I'm like, at least a video package, give us something to show that he's still Ring of Honor pure champion. Philly, this is his hometown, and we didn't get anything. And I'm like, oh my goodness, how long is it going to be before he comes back? We know that he had issues with a concussion, so it's amazing to now see him back. And he won his match on Wednesday for his team, and he was just amazing tonight. I was so glad to see him.
He was bumping his ass off. He looked happy to be back out there doing work.
He was flying, and I'm like, sir, I maybe think we should be a little bit more cautious, but hey, if he is feeling safe enough to do it, then go ahead and do it. He was going chop for chop with Dax tonight, which I think was something that was really, really good to see. Yuta is just amazing. I love to see it. But Nigel on commentary, we talk about it all the time. I don't know if you guys caught it. He was talking about Claudio and about FTR bald. We're talking about Dax, and they were like, oh, they're follicularly challenged.
Yeah. That's
what he said. I'm like, Nigel, be so serious right now. I've never heard that term in my whole life. And
I'm going to use it the next time I'm hanging out with my brother.
Follicularly challenged. There's no way. I'm like, Dax, Nigel has to have a chat with him afterwards. Like, what is going on here? But it was really interesting to see that this match ended in a no contest, and it was kind of like a tie. The time ran out, which I'm like, that's crazy. I really expected maybe BCC to get a win here, because again, Wheeler Yuta had just returned, so this match didn't end how I thought it would, but I didn't hate it.
Yeah. Shout out to Corey Michaels, because I didn't even put this together. Bald and Wheeler versus Bald and Wheeler.
They did say that on commentary. They were like, Wheeler, oh, Cash Wheeler, no, Yuta, Bald.
Oh my God. Maybe there was something to that old, quirky Vince thing where people weren't allowed to have similar names. Maybe there was a little something to that. I don't know. But Cresta, what did you think?
I was sports entertained this match. This match was fantastic. I will say AEW rarely does time limit draws, and I was okay with this. FTR was even wrestling a touch heel. There was a point where FTR bald grabbed the tights. Cash Wheeler's holding on to old boy so he doesn't get hit in the roll-up sunset flip, schoolboy, whatever it is. So I'm not mad at it. I will say my flabbers were a little gassed when they said 1 minute left. And I was like, We just started. What do you mean there's 1 minute left?
Yes.
Like, what? What the hell? So, like, the match itself was good. That the Shatter Machine being thwarted into the Shatter Machine at the end on Cutler was too funny. This is what happens when you don't mind your business, Brandon Cutler. And I love Brandon Cutler. Justice for Brandon Cutler. But this is what happens when you don't mind your business.
He should have stayed in the back.
He need a new tracksuit. Bucks with Matthew and Nicholas. I thought that's your friend. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Look at Rick.
I was going to say, keep talking. I have no idea what's going on right now. I'm sorry.
It's
I had
okay.
to go to the backup headphones.
To do. We love
it's okay.
All right, there we go. Oh, my God. I can actually, like, hear you guys talk now. I have this stupid connection thing here that it's not working. And it's
not the tech difficulties on our almost yeah. 1 year show episode.
Oh, come on, man. I got... hey, what would an AEW show be without some audio issues? You know, I'm just TNA. Throwing that up.
Oh. I was, you know, Krista, I was right there with you when we got that notification of like 1 minute. I was like, oh my goodness, who's gonna do the roll up? Like, what's gonna happen? And I'm like, all right, Claudio, you got this. And I thought it was kind of gonna end like when Adam Cole and MJF had their little thing. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it was so close. He was just about, you know, they had the two count. And Claudio and Yuta thought that they had picked up the win. They thought, you know, they got a submission, but that didn't happen. But I could honestly watch this again. And I thought they were going to schedule it for Forbidden Door. And I see why they wouldn't do that. But I do need to see this match again in the future, maybe an hour long.
I mean, Claudio did say, I'm not shaking your hand because that's cliche. Hey, but anytime, yeah. run it back. And I'm like, okay. I thought Swiss people were nice. You're a mean bald man.
he is very nice in person, though. Look, there's one thing, and people are bringing up the in the chat, the dueling bald sharpshooter on the Wheelers.
That was so funny.
Something hit me like a Brinks truck in this one. Like I love a good, you know, sharpshooter duel, but like
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Speaking strictly kayfabe here, if my tag team partner has the chance to help me get out of a submission and instead of doing so, just puts another dude in a submission and leaves me to suffer, I'm going to be pissed. Like, we going to have words after this match is over. If you just want to have a swinging dick contest and while I'm stuck in a sharpshooter, like that would piss me off. I'm just throwing that out there.
My legs were hurting watching the sharpshooter into the figure four, into a reverse figure four, back into a sharpshooter. And you're right. Like, okay, I hear you, but instead of catching Wheeler Yuta, you know, maybe slap Claudio. My leggies.
Can we talk about the perfect timing, though, on the Shatter Machine counter into the swing in this matchup? So like, damn. Like, they timed that. It was so pristine. Like, I think that's the only word I can use to describe that. After the match, we get Brandon Cutler coming down to the ring, acting as the pseudo EVP. This was after Dax got on the horn, did the customary, no, I want five more minutes. Brandon Cutler says no, and he promptly got his ass kicked when he showed him the contract. Who was it? Cash, who said, I can't read, when he chucked the contract?
I don't know who it was, but somebody said, I can't read, ripped up the contract and put it in Brandon Cutler's mouth. Mr. Cutler, you are a wrestler. why would you go into the ring with two angry bald men and another and two wheelers who both everyone lost in that ring, and you want to come down there and be like, huh, I'm gonna be a
how's he gonna come down with paperwork? Sir, be so serious right now. It's Saturday night's all right for fighting, not for writing, okay?
Shut up already.
Preach. We get backstage, and we got Kyle O'Reilly, and he gets approached by Roderick Strong, and Roderick is offering this man support and asks him to remember what Kyle told him when he returned to the company. And the whole time I'm sitting here, now I've been in and out the last, you know, few weeks, I've been dealing with some stuff, but like, I remember sitting in the stands at the episode of Collision where the Undisputed Kingdom beat the hell out of Kyle O'Reilly. And I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, okay, are we just supposed to forget that happened? That Kyle got his ass kicked by Roddy and now Roddy's all like, hey, you're doing pretty good, but you could be better. Why don't you trust me? And I was so happy when Tony Schiavone brought the same thing up on commentary later during the main event that we're going to get to. But I'm just sitting here and I'm going, Did I miss something? Or are we just supposed to forget about that happened on that Collision on my birthday? That was the birthday episode where I was driving back recapping with y'all while I was on the highway driving up I-75 illegally, I might add.
Yeah, no, I think they just want us to forget about it. And I do think that they're working on their friendship. You know, I do think that the Kingdom does want Kyle O'Reilly in that group eventually, but it's just not working out right now. And after tonight, I definitely don't see that working out.
Bro, I don't want to skip ahead, but I'm going to skip ahead. That's your friend, but then you saw him go and help somebody else and you let him get jumped. There were more of you than that. Stokely Hathaway is not a fighter. He's not, okay? So this is why the Undisputed Kingdom will never flourish and prosper, because you do buster things like this. That's your friend, right? You've been whispering him. Okay, so you're going to let him get jumped by Don Callis, the human ball hot dog? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Man,
I'm upset. And those aren't my words. I like Don Callis. I saw a sign that said he's a bald hot dog or a peeled hot dog, and I've been running with it ever since, like FTR bald. Oh, my goodness.
Man, there's so many follically challenged people on this show tonight. So many. I cannot wait to say that to my brother.
Be so many signs in the stand now that say follically challenged.
I hope all 2500 people who are watching right now, which is insane for a Saturday night. Thank you guys so much. Again, make sure to interact with us. Hit the follow button if you aren't already. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a laugh track. Whatever it is, it helps grow our audience, the engagement that you guys give us. And thank you guys so much for the support. But yeah, I hope all 2500 of you people, next time you go to a show, you're holding up a sign that says follically challenged. We get Chris Statlander in the ring tonight against Robin Renegade. Ladies, this was bug meets windshield. She made quick work of Robin tonight and just looked very, very impressive doing it. I am so here for heel Chris Statlander. I am here. I'm here for the new music. I'm here for the look. I'm here for ultimate hype man Stokely Hathaway getting on the horn afterwards and just putting her over in every way possible, and says she's not only going to make history by becoming the first AEW women's champion and TBS champion, but she's going to go through the Owen Hart to do it. This was exactly what it needed to be tonight. We did see Chris Statlander a little bit later. We'll get to that, but I love this. I am here for this. Like, we spent so much, think about a year ago, right? When we first started this show, the state of the women's division in AEW. And where it is now. Holy shit. Like, there's still improvements that can be made. All right. It can always be better, ladies. But Iridian, my God. I'm hyped. I'm hyped as hell for heel Chris Statlander.
A women's match being the second match of Collision? That's wild. Shout outs to you, Chris Statlander. They can never make me hate you. They can maybe dislike you a little bit. But
no,
it's insane. I loved the new music. I saw her come out and I'm like, what is this? Are my ears hearing something new? What is this? I liked it. I was interesting change because now she's a heel. I get it. But what was the real like meat and potatoes of this match was, again, when Stokely came out into the ring. And this was after, you know, it was a quick match. And I wish we would have seen more of Robin, but it was what it was. But now announcing Chris Statlander into the Owen Hart tournament, I was here for it. Absolutely. Chris Statlander is that girl. And we've always said that we wanted to see more of her. And Stokely on the mic for her, I just think it's doing wonders because she can work and she doesn't need him, but it's nice that he's around because Stokely is hilarious. And I think he's doing his job right now. He's getting people mad, but he's also funny. So you really can't hate him. He's someone that you love to hate. But man, this was really great. Krista, what did you think?
I'm sorry. It took me a while to unmute because I don't got no damn headphones. We're running off of, I don't know what's happening. Now, the match, I wish it wasn't a squash, but it's exactly what it needed to be. I have one note that says Saturday night. And Stokely, you ate that. Saturday night. That's really good. Branding, come on now. I do think, like you said, Chris Statlander doesn't need Stokely to cut her promos. But Stokely is so good that even if people weren't behind Chris Statlander, which again, how could you not be? But if you weren't behind her, now you've got this little guy who I've seen her pick up and just carry up the ramp. And honestly, please.
Like.
The greatest.
Like, I don't know what movie it's from, but I see the meme all the time where you have Kevin Hart, who's like being held by, you know, this one lady. And he's like, you know, pointing, like protecting. Or she is pointing at somebody else, protecting Kevin Hart from this other lady. Like, that is exactly what Statlander. Yeah. I don't know what movie it's from, but yeah, clearly it's, you know, that's the Stokely Chris Statlander dynamic. And it just works. It just works so well. Yeah, man, I like this a lot. We get Willow arriving backstage and she tells Lexi, oh, that's interesting that Chris Statlander is going to be in the Owen Hart Cup because as the reigning champion, I'm going to go for back to back. And I hope I see Chris Statlander there. That would be very, very interesting, Iridian, if July 10th, that ends up being our finals, is Chris Statlander versus Willow Nightingale.
That's going to be insane. And before they had announced Mariah into this, I'm like, oh my God, Chris could be the perfect person to win this tournament because it's going to showcase her really well. And it's going to add into the story that she's got with Willow because she can go back and say, everything that Willow's done, I'm doing better, right? Like she went in there and now I'm winning this tournament and I was champ before she was. And now look at what I'm doing this, going into, you know, this championship match. So this could only benefit the storyline is having Chris Statlander win, but now with Mariah in there and now Willow in there, like this tournament is just going to be so good on the women's side. I feel like it might just outdo the men's. I don't know. That's just me.
I like the addition that the winners, Cresta, are getting title shots at All In. I do love that addition.
I was talking about this earlier on Grapsity because I was doing double duty. But also, if I'm Ricky Starks, or I'm even Adam Cole or Willow. What was this shit 2 years ago? What was it last year? I want a redo. I need the saltiest of runbacks.
Y'all better give me some back pay. I need a championship match ASAP for Ricky Starks.
I mean,
he needs law.
Look, we can say the same thing about King of the Ring. If I'm Xavier Woods, I am so pissed off right now.
I mean, okay, listen, I'm going to say something that's a hot take, and I know this is everyone's favorite, and maybe I'm a professional hater. But is it crazy, though? Whenever New Day takes a pin, who's always eating the pin? The silence is so loud. The silence is so loud, okay? And we just had Kofi Mania, and everyone wants a big E push. I may be a hater, but I don't even know how he won that because you campaigned online, and then you had Roman step on your crown, literally. I would have set that whole place on fire. I would have set that whole place on fire. But also, again, be for real, when the New Day does lose, who's eating the pin?
I mean, all right, you ain't wrong.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. Look, I've been on the Xavier Woods hype train for a long time. I want that man to have a singles title run more than I want Chad Gable to have a singles title run.
There's another. I'm just saying observational facts. Like, unfortunately for Xavier, where he's at in the card, why did you even win King of the Ring?
Why? Because he wanted it, and it didn't matter. Like, same literally, if it mattered back then, he wouldn't have won it. Let's be honest.
Yeah. And I feel the same way about Zelina, even with, like, you had all that support coming from her for Puerto Rico. So you gave it to her just to be like, well, Charlotte's the queen, so we can't call you queen. Yo, come outside, Hunter. I just want to talk.
Look, that initial Queen's Crown tournament was crap. The finals, I believe, between Nia and Lyra was longer than the entire previous tournament combined. Like, That whole thing was crap. Queen of the Ring was so much better, and it wasn't. That was not a high bar, but it was.
So bringing this back to Ricky Starks.
Yes.
Run his paycheck. That's what I'm saying.
We're all just mad for people. We pocket watch it for people.
I mean, look, we all got our favorites, right? We all got our favorites. Anyway, so guys, get your Humper Chats in. Get those Super Chats in. That's the way to guarantee to get your comment read. On the air, I will read every single one of them throughout the entirety of the night tonight before we get out of here. And we got to get cooking because I think we're only through two matches and we're already half hour in. Let's go. We bullshitting way too much. Dustin Rhodes taking on Johnny TV tonight. Johnny spent much of the early part of this match focusing on his wife. And look, I'll be honest, I can't blame him one little bit. She gets Dustin's attention as well. And that cost him he allows Johnny to get the upper hand with a twisting tornado crossbody type move to the outside there. Dustin ends up countering an Alabama slam attempt into a code red. He's got Johnny beat on the crossroads, but Taya puts TV's foot on the rope. Ty ends up getting tossed. Dustin ultimately gets the win. And then the match was fine. It was a perfectly good TV match for a Saturday night. Dustin can obviously still go. I think Johnny is another one of these guys who's vastly underutilized. Taya as well for the talents that they have. But it was really the focus of this was after the match was over when Dustin does what he really shines at these days. Is still cutting a promo already. And I love this. He tore Jack Perry apart. And I'm like, where the hell are we going with this? And it was obviously to set up a match this coming Wednesday when he faces Jack Perry. Winner is going to go on to the TNT title ladder match at Forbidden Door. So, there's a lot to dive into this one. What did you think? Match, promo, all of that there.
Yeah, I thought the match was good. I thought it was fun for a Saturday night, like you said. I did like that they had a cool callback from a like Shawn Michaels and Melina moment to where Dustin comes out and he puts his arm around Taya.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's like Johnny and of course turns around and it's not. And I was like, ugh, throwback. Love to see it. Great.
And then he did like the gold dust.
Yeah.
I don't know what you call that, but you're just the.
It was so good. And I'm like, oh my God. So that part made me laugh. So it was a good time. Taya got ejected from ringside. So I'm like, oh, disappointment because we're not going to see her anymore. She serves. Love to see it. But what I thought afterwards, I'm like, this is very confusing. I actually thought Dustin was going to like give a retirement speech.
Yeah, that's where I thought he was going. I was like, on a Saturday in June, what are we doing?
I was like, after a match with Johnny TV, like no shade to Johnny TV, absolutely love him. But I'm like, what is going on right now? I like was really thinking that he was about to say, you know, he's thanking the cameraman. He's thanking the audience. And I'm like, are we retiring right now? And I don't even know where Collision was tonight. And I'm like, this is not even your hometown, sir.
In Iowa.
I was like,
Iowa, like. It was in Nowheresville, Iowa, because they kept saying it was near Omaha. It was near Omaha, which isn't even in Iowa.
Insane. So then when he started talking about Jack Perry, I was like, what? Why are we talking about Jack Perry? And then I was like, if you were going to go after anybody, you should be fighting Chris Jericho. Because literally, Chris Jericho needs to be swung at, okay? what he's doing right now on AEW, I don't know what it is. Somebody needs to swing immediately. So, Dustin, I thought that's where you were going with it.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in-store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't hate the match that's going to happen between him and Jack Perry, especially because it's going to be Jack's first singles match. So I think it's going to be cool for him to have a match with Dustin under, you know, in his resume. But I was just like, what is happening? I was just really confused. Krista, were you also as confused as I was?
I was sports confused. I was like, is he retiring? Why are you thinking the cameraman? Then for him to come out and do this promo on Jack Perry, all I could think of was, damn, that Chris Statlander, Robin Renegade match could have been 5 seconds longer. We could have got a finish. Like, I would have rather you just called out Jack Perry. I get it. We are really putting over that this is AEW where the best wrestle. I get it. This is, at this point, it's giving corporate at the end of every email that we're the best wrestle. I get it. This was confusing. It was good, but it was confusing. I thought he was going to retire. I don't want him to retire. Let me be clear. The match was great. Taya Valkyrie looked snatched, but this end promo, I could have skipped it. We could have got a definitive finish to the first match. We could have got longer time for Chris Statlander. I don't.
Could have been shorter. It could have been shorter.
So something else could have transpired besides that.
Or succinct that would have packed a bigger punch. Sure. I don't think it was a bad promo in any stretch of imagination, but I was confused. I'm like,
sports confused. It wasn't bad. It just needed to be more concise. It could have been an email. You called us for a meeting for an email. That's how I felt.
Yeah. Like, cause like I said, I've missed a few things here or there. So I'm just sitting there. I'm like, did I miss something with Dustin and Jack that I didn't realize that I had missed. But apparently not. Okay, cool. We all confused, but hey, good. Dustin did not choose 850. In Nowheresville, Iowa, on June 8th to retire. Good. Because that's where I thought we were headed. That's where I really, really thought we were headed. We get the premier athletes wrestling on the show tonight. They squash. I don't even know who.
Trip Jordy and Dante Leon, I believe.
Okay.
I believe.
Cool.
I do have Trip Jordy. I know the other one was a Leon something, but the match was over before they finished that man's
name. Y'all got, like, literally, I couldn't even get my pen to write notes on this because it was over that quickly. But you know what? I'm glad they did this because, like, the premier athletes on Wednesday, they come out and they start talking trash to Samoa Joe and Hook and Shibata. And I'm just like, gentlemen, first off, where the hell have you been? Have not seen you in a hot minute, and you're going to talk trash with the guy who was just the AEW world champion, but at least they gave them something. But every time
someone disappears, they're in Ring of Honor. That's pretty much what it is.
Fair. Okay. Thursdays, like, in all honesty, it's nothing against Ring of Honor. Thursday is my day where I don't watch wrestling. It's like the one day where, like, you know, we got to watch so much of it. It's like Thursday is my day. Okay. That's where I'm going to, like, stay up late and watch Archer on Netflix. All right. Like, I can't do it 7 days a week, but so I have no idea what's going on at Ring of Honor. Regardless, they get a win tonight, but it wasn't the last time we saw them, Iridian, because later on, and I got to give a shout out to Alex Palowski because he nailed this, this analogy on Twitter tonight. We just see Samoa Joe and we see Hook walking like they're in Pulp Fiction to go cap some dudes, just casually talking about lacrosse. And then they just bust in the door with Shibata on camera, by the way, still doing his little cell phone bit. And then they walk in there and they just annihilate these dudes. And then they grab poor Mark Sterling and say, hey, we did this to y'all. Out. Deuces. I love Samoa Joe so much.
This was borderline training day. You can't tell me it wasn't borderline training day. It was like, yeah, you know, lacrosse. And you say, are you telling me that's older than soccer? Yeah, they just throw the ball.
That don't make no sense.
All right. You ready to do this? Okay. I'm like, what are they about to do? When Samoa Joe did this, I said, oh, they're about to commit atrocities. It was great. Honestly, Hook hanging out with Samoa Joe, that is the wrong person for Hook to be hanging out with. That's like hanging out with Taz in his prime. And I can't wait to see how this turns out. I can't wait. Because Hook is now going to be a menace to society.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is exactly what Hook needed, I think, Iridian.
This is insane. Okay, getting back to the match really quick. They could have had one more minute, okay? I was like excited because I knew the other two guys from some indie couple shows that I've gone to. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. I know them. This is going to be good. And then I was writing their names and the match was over. So I was like, what is this? I was offended for them. I'm like, come on, guys. What is happening here? Tony Nese, we need to switch it up. I don't know what's going on, but the gimmick is not gimmicking, okay? We need
the same gimmick he's had this whole time. Nothing's changed.
We need to switch it up here. And it's crazy because they have Mark Sterling with him. And Mark Sterling was with Jade for the longest time. And when he was with Jade, it was kind of working because, you know, Jade spoke for herself in what she was doing. So I feel like Tony Nese can also do that. You can prove to be the premier athlete by being the premier athlete, right? He doesn't need to get on the mic and tell people to do push-ups, tell Hook to stop eating chips. Like, that's not what we can be doing. You could literally prove that Tony Nese is a great athlete because he is. We are just not allowed to see it because he's having 1 minute matches. So that's what I had to say.
But and by the way, Tony, live a little. Have a damn chip yourself. All right. You'll be happier. All right. You'll smile on camera. All right. Have a damn chip.
Because you have 20 abs doesn't mean you can't have a chip. All right. Screw you. Some of us got beer kegs.
Carbs are not the enemy. All right. Carbs are not the enemy. All right. Speaking of gimmicks and gimmicking, y'all, what do we make of Scorpio Sky? What is he talking about? Why is he saying like he's here for us and he's soon going to be our champion? What does that mean? Please just tell me that's not meaning he's going to be competing for the FTW title. Like, what are we doing?
Do you guys know who Miss Rachel is on YouTube?
The chick for the Magic School Bus?
No.
Okay. No, that's Miss Frizzle, sir.
Oh, sorry. You're right. My bad.
So Miss Rachel is a lady on YouTube and she teaches kids to read and talk, right? Okay. So the way that Scorpio Sky was talking today, he was like, I'm here for you. You know, I'm going to be your champion. And I was like, what is going on right now? I was very confused. I said, sir, I don't need you to be here for me. Thank you very much. It was kind of a little scary, but
it was very Chris Jericho-ish, which has me nervous.
Mostly confusing. And what did I say about Chris Jericho? Dustin, you need to go out there and start throwing some hands. Anybody, honestly, anybody start throwing hands. Yeah. I'm not here for it. Scorpio Sky.
I got the same terrible thing.
No, we can't have him in the learning tree. Scorpio Sky has been done wrong by AEW. I feel like he really got the short end of the stick. And then after his injury, they were kind of going to bring him back and it never really worked. So whatever they're planning to do with him, please have it be good. Please have it be so good because this is not fair to have him be doing this.
Cresta, I'm dying to hear your thoughts.
This is not fair. I'm calling whoever I need to speak to. I mean, I got two separate things from that, and that wasn't what I was getting Chris Jericho learning tree. And now that you guys have said that, I could see it. I got either you're doing diabolical cult leader. Yes, I love you. I am your friend. Or we're getting no disrespect, no shade. I kind of believe in Scorpio Sky. Either way, I don't want it. I liked it when he was too fly, Scorpio Sky, doing the stuff. I loved that. I loved it when he was a heel. This looking into the camera, giving me, won't you be my neighbor?
Goodbye.
I don't know. Well, I thought when you talk about the lady teaching people
how to read,
I need to get her. I was thinking you were gonna say he's one of her elite employees. That's how I feel about Scorpio Sky. They treat him like an elite employee over there, and I hate it.
And he is actually an elite employee.
Make sure you use your own travel, your own work. Oh my God.
I think we all need a minute. Here's Sean.
Is your sex life stuck in developmental? Well, get ready for a call up with BlueChew.com and the code FIFL. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but how about this? No awkward in-person visits, no trips to the pharmacy. It ships straight to your door in a discreet package. But let me tell you, your package is not going to be discreet when you use Blue Chew. And the code FIGHTFUL helps give you that confidence, that performance to take you straight to the main event, if you know what I'm saying. When approved online by one of our physicians, it just arrives straight to your door. You're not going to have people nosing around with what you're doing. And right now, you get your first shipment free when you use the code FIGHTFUL. Go straight to the top, if you know what I mean. Memorable performance, high spot, you know, whatever other innuendos you can think of, BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
Thank you, Sean. We had Tony Storm and Lady Frost. Always nice to see Lady Frost on the show. Tony gets the win. I had some stuff going on upstairs, kids. I did not get to see any of the match itself. I'm looking forward to watching it back a little bit later. So I'll leave the notes on the match itself to you ladies. But afterwards, after Tony gets the win, she gets on the mic and she settles down and she snuggles in with Mariah May. Says she understands it's been a difficult time for her as Tony gets set to fight her good friend Mina Shirakawa at Forbidden Door for the AEW Women's Championship. And they have both been fighting for bosom time between Mariah and just all that good stuff that's been going on in the ring on Wednesdays. And look, let's call this what it is. Tony basically bribed Mariah tonight. Like, just paid her for her love and affection by demanding that Mariah May be put into the Owen Hart tournament and promises that she's going to be there with her every step of the way as she wins the tournament. I cannot tell you how much I love the development here for Toni Storm, because if you remember when Mariah May first showed up, like, Toni wanted absolutely nothing to do with her. Wouldn't watch a match, wouldn't even look her in the eye, didn't even realize she was in the room most of the time. And now all of a sudden, like my three-year-old who doesn't realize that, you know, like his sister has taken a toy and has been playing with it for 20 minutes and like all of a sudden goes, oh crap, no, that's mine. I want that more than anything right now. And they start fighting. Now you get Mina Shirakawa who's come in, who is paying attention to the person who has been tattling around Toni Storm for the last several months. And now all of a sudden Toni wants her more than anything. And this match really isn't so much about the title. It's more about who's going to win the affection of Mariah May. I love this so much already. And there's so much to like about this.
Yeah, we've developed that storyline. So it's really cool that we've been able to see that now. Mariah is getting some affection from Toni, but also we don't know how long that's going to last because Toni only wants her because someone else also wants her.
Yes.
So that's also an interesting part of the story that you're just like, all right, who's Mariah going to pick? Someone who she's got absolute history with in Stardom. And now a little bit of that history is coming into AEW. Or, you know, her, not to say true love, but her idol in Toni Storm. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm really interested in how this is going to play out. But I'm so excited that Mariah May is going to be in the Owen Hart tournament because I think she's just been so kick-ass lately. She's so exciting to see. And with Chris Statlander and Willow, it's going to be bangers. I just can't wait to see who else is going to be in this women's tournament. And I'm hoping for another name, hopefully like Anna Jay. I think that would be fantastic. Who knows? But I'm really excited about this. Cresta, are you excited about this?
I am. I smell Mariah May turning on Toni Storm. I've been smelling it. And now it stinks. Now it's really beginning to stink. Because before you were just imitating me. And that's okay. And your little friend is here. So what's going to happen when Mariah wins the tournament? what's going to transpire then? You're going to expect her not to do it? She's already become you, and you've already treated her like crap in the beginning. And I think this is going to be the person to beat Tony, right? Beat Tony back to his senses. I don't know, but there's a breakup there, and it's going to happen. Or maybe Tony's just like, listen, I need you to get to the finals. I need you to win. Because you wouldn't challenge me.
Right.
Because I'm your idol. Why would you do that? That's crazy. That's
you go challenge that Mercedes lady. All right.
What was that car woman? That woman who has a car and a bob? Go challenge her.
That's exactly what I was thinking. So are we thinking Mariah of the three women right now is the favorite? Because that is kind of a stacked field. I could honestly see, like, I would put Willow third right now just because she did win it last year. But, you know, she's like, when she came out later tonight, she got like a massive pop. She is huge over babyface, more than she was just a few months ago. So it's like, I could see her taking that next step and moving up and challenging Toni Storm for the AEW Women's Championship. So I don't know. I'm cool with all three of them. I wouldn't be mad if any of them won, but I think storyline wise, it does make sense for Mariah. Where are you guys thinking?
I'm holding out for Camille Brick. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you, but in my heart, I want to see Camille Brick versus Statlander. I want to see her versus Willow. That's a large woman, and I want that more than anything. I don't know. I don't think Mariah wins. I think Mariah, if she gets close to winning, Tony might screw her. I could see Willow getting screwed. Mm-hmm. I could even see Statlander getting screwed. Anna Jay is not a bad shout, because even if Anna Jay loses, I think it'll do for Anna Jay and Sky Blue what it did for Daniel Garcia. Even a Red Velvet in there, a Queen Aminata. It depends on who's in the tournament. I think it truly, and there's a bunch of free agents. That's not to say Becky Lynch don't walk in there, because that'll be a goop and a gag. That'll be, you imagine? Or if Natalya walks in there, there's a lot of variables and not everyone's been announced.
That would be the most insane, is if Natalya walks in to compete in an Owen Hart tournament.
Yeah.
I'd scream. I'd pop. But also, I'd pop. It was like, okay, you're going to do Mariah May versus, oh, this would be me on my screen. Like, I'd pop like a pimple. I would pop like a pimple. Natalya winning the Owen Hart tournament cup is the only right answer if you're going to introduce her like that. Because if she doesn't, I just want to talk, Tony. I just want to talk. Don't bring your sneakers. Don't bring your jacket. I just want to talk.
And then she would go on to challenge Mercedes.
She could challenge Tony and lose, and it wouldn't be bad, because I think it'll really put Natty over. She could challenge Mercedes, beat Mercedes, put Mercedes in the main event scene where she belongs. That's just my two cents. And no one would be mad at Natalya winning. And Natalya versus Serena Deeb? Natalya versus
Gianna Perrazzo?
I'm full mass. Even versus Taya Valkyrie, bro. Like, I'm sports erect. I am sports erect right now.
Jesus.
We just had the Blue Chew ad.
I know. So I missed like the perfect segue. I almost want to play it again. but look, I know I think she's hurt right now, but like Athena, like this is another name that I'd love to see.
That's what I was thinking, but also like she's already a champion, so I don't know how.
I don't care.
I care. I'm Athena's my child.
Want her more on AEW TV. That's all. Yeah.
What I will say is that they really have protected Athena. Like, she has been the only champion in Ring of Honor who has stayed in Ring of Honor, as opposed to like the Guns, as opposed to Wheeler Yuta. You know, everyone who's a champion on Ring of Honor has been in AEW TV, but Athena has kept on, you know, being there. So interesting.
Like, if they got a couple of free agents, great. But like, if they kept the roster where it is right now, and they were just able to bring back Britt Baker and then add actually Athena to the AEW like locker room, like she finally drops that title and she's now a full-fledged member of the AEW women's division. Like, holy shit. Like, we're cooking with gas at that point.
But she's got to win. And that's my thing. It's like, don't treat Ring of Honor like the redheaded stepchild. She's got to win. And it's got to be like, she's got to beat Mercedes straight up, or she's got to beat Tony straight up. Straight, like, she's beaten a lot of good girls in Ring of Honor. So, like, Don't Naomi her, because I'm, again, I just want to talk if that's the case. Don't call security. I just want to talk.
Don't call security.
I just got some words, all right? You don't even have to retort. You just listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, all right?
I want to yell at you from across the parking lot. How about that?
We get Daniel Garcia in action tonight against Tate Mayfairs. Now, this is somebody I saw a lot of people. I'm unfamiliar, but a lot of people were hyped to see him on AEW TV tonight. This was very much a Daniel Garcia get your shit in kind of victory. Had a couple moments for Mr. Tate to shine. I'm sure he's spectacular. I didn't get much of an opinion from him on this one. I did note that Daniel Garcia, right in front of the camera after he won, said, "We're the best wrestle. This is for the sickos. Let's effing go." Iridian, what did you think of this one?
This was interesting. I did like that they kind of gave a little background on Tate because I had never seen him before. But they did talk about that he had a really, really good match with Will Ospreay, that he's a 6-year vet in the UK. And I'm like, all right, great credentials. Love to see it. And Nigel on commentary. Here we go again. Lost his absolute mind. So Daddy Magic is talking about Tate Mayfair's gear. And he's like, it looks like my grandma's couch, right? A couple seconds later, Nigel goes, he said, your grandma would fall in love with him. The things he'd do to your grandma on that couch. What are we doing here? And then everybody on commentary starts laughing. I had to rewind it to make sure that that's what he said. I'm like, what can we say on TV these days? Am I getting old? That was scandalous to me.
Nigel McGuinness is a premium hater, but he's also the hub premium as well. Because Mariah May and this tonight proved it. This proved that, bro, when he said he would make your grandma do it, I'm like, yo, hey, this is a children's program. I can take John Moxley getting blood squirted out of his head, but the last thing I will listen to is you desecrating someone's grandma. That's rude. I couldn't even enjoy the match. All I got was one note. Was when Tay Mayfair stepped up to hit Daniel Garcia with a kick, but then after that, old boy started talking about grandma's getting taken down on the couch. Yo, boycott Nigel McGuinness, low key. Low key, I don't want him to lose his job, but like, he definitely needs to go to HR.
He's
don't worry. One day he's gonna get slapped in a LaBelle lock, and the world will rejoice. All right,
Nigel versus Danielson for the retirement match. That's the only way. I don't want nobody else. I don't care. I want Nigel McGuinness versus Danielson.
It's going to be a good one when that happens. I do feel that that's the final boss match. You know, all of Nigel's magic show is based off of Bryan Danielson. Yeah. So
he's obsessed.
If any time he can bring up Danielson, he's got that man's name in his mouth every time.
He does it.
Iridian, did he make a clam magically appear? Please tell me yes.
No. He brought out a little stuffed animal, and that was supposed to represent Bryan Danielson, and he sat him in the front of the show. Girl, I love Nigel so much. I love him. Oh, my goodness. But let's get back to Tate. I actually thought he had a really good showing, even though the match was short. I thought he played off the crowd really, really well, and he did get a chance to show off his athleticism. Shout outs to him. Again, I just wish we would have seen more. But the match was what it was. It built up Danny, sure. And then I still can't get on with that logo of like, or the phrase of like, we're the best wrestle. I feel like it feels like a chopped off phrase. Like you're still going to say something else, but no, that's it. It's like AEW, we're the best wrestle. And I'm like, okay, sure. Maybe we need to switch up the phrase. I don't know, but that's just me. That's just me.
I don't hate what you're saying, and it just reminds me of Hey EW, what I saw earlier with Penta. Maybe, you know, if Penta's doing where the best wrestle, Pendejo, I don't know. Maybe there's there needs to be a little razzle at the end, like a little I don't know.
So we mentioned how next week is the one-year anniversary of AEW Collision. This is a vastly different show from what we were getting, obviously, a year ago. But what they have set up for us next week, I'm excited to be back here next Saturday to talk about it. First off, we are getting Christian Cage with a Father's Day special. God help us all. I don't know what this is going to be, But I did think, but again, going back to Nigel just being a savage and being on one tonight, says now whose father's died? Like, that was like the first thing said when that graphic popped up. Oh my God, now whose father's died? It was great.
I can see a montage of dead dads being played on the TitanTron. Like, oh my God. Tell me I'm wrong. And him playing in the arms of an angel.
He does a moratorium, like an in memoriam. He just does an in memoriam of everybody's father and like 80, like whether they're alive or not, like just does it. Of everybody on the roster.
He's going to go in that ring and have a celebration and have everybody wish him a happy Father's Day because he is the father of so many of these people on the roster. That's what he's going to say.
Nicki Minaj, you bitches are my sons.
We got a super chat from Feeling Dreepy. Thank you so much. Says, all caps, AEW for the sickos. Still time to get into your super chats, your humper chats. Got to read every single one of these. It's the only way to guarantee to get your comment read on the air if you got a question, any of that. Also next week, we're getting Lee Moriarty against Dante Martin in a TNT Championship qualifier. House of Black returns next week. And then, y'all, we eating good. No DQ, Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder Rosa next Saturday night.
I can't wait. That match. I don't want to see two equally bad bitches go against each other. But well, what's the word for female meat? Meat. And that's about to be a meat match. I can't wait. Birdman. I think
the word is vegan. No, I don't know. Anyway.
Nah. This is beef. Deonna Purrazzo's Italian. That's sausage. That's beef. That's something.
Oh, man. All right. So we get Orange Cassidy backstage with Lexi. And, man, he cuts a really sad sack promo talking about, you know, Zack Sabre Jr. And, you know, oh, we got Skirt Steak. A-Shock saying Skirt Steak in the chat. That's actually a pretty good shout. But he says he doesn't have time for Zack Sabre Jr. He's got a full plate right now. Years ago, he would have, you know, this time last year, he had all sorts of friends. Basically, this man is saying everybody hates him and he has no friends. And then he's got a match that he probably needs to go handle some business with. He wrestles Kyle O'Reilly tonight. We got Undisputed Kingdom watching from the outside in the stands, cheering him on. Early spot in this match I thought was very, very interesting. We get Roddy, who goes over the barricade and whispers something to Kyle. And then Kyle immediately starts going after the leg. And he starts working heel in this match. So Kyle's working the heel spot here. And he is working over the knee. I didn't take a whole lot of notes on this one because this is one of those ones where I was just enthralled with what I was watching because it was just such a great back and forth technical wrestling spectacle with counters and utilizing the pockets of Orange Cassidy in chain wrestling was so brilliant and just such a great. That's telling a story in a match. That's using somebody's character to add something to a match. And I thought that was so really, really well done. Orange Cassidy ends up getting the win with a double orange punch on Kyle O'Reilly. So again, a good showing for O'Reilly, but he doesn't win. So that also adds to the story that, you know, we got with Roddy earlier, where he says, you've been good, but you haven't been great. Haven't been able to rack up as many wins. Kyle O'Reilly starts walking to the back. Then all of a sudden, Trent Beretta and Kyle Fletcher jump Orange Cassidy from behind. Kyle O'Reilly comes back to try to make the save. That goes poorly for him. Chris Statlander comes down. Looks like she's about to deck Orange Cassidy after she shakes hands with Trent Beretta. But then Willow's music hits. She gets the stone cold pop. She runs down and actually makes the save. I love how this started with Orange Cassidy saying, I have no friends. Nobody wants to help me. And he gets Kyle and Willow at the end coming down. Sure. They had ulterior motives, but still, they come down and they make the save at the end. It was a nice full circle storytelling here in the main event. What'd you think, Iridian? There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, no, this was great. Orange had me really stressed because he was talking about how stressed he was. And I'm like, damn, I can relate. I feel it. And he's like, I can't even think about Zack Sabre Jr. talking about Forbidden Door. I have a match tonight, you know, with Kyle. And have you seen what Kyle can do? He's like, sir, I got to get through tonight before I even think about Forbidden Door. And same, honestly, but that match is going to be amazing. Orange Cassidy.
Oh, yeah.
Zack Sabre Jr. Insane.
I can hear Kate right now going, hiya.
20 stars immediately. It's gonna be so good. But Orange and Kyle, this is the main event. I know it was the main event, but it was the main event. Okay, they're just so matched up well. Like, the pairing of them is amazing, and my little gears were turning. I'm like, this match is just so amazing. I love it. 10 out of 10. Orange is so silly, and the fact that Kyle is also a little silly,
yeah,
I love that. I feel like that's what made them pair up so well. And you have to know the rules to break them, and the fact that they are both such good wrestlers that they know how far they can push their funniness or their silliness, their playfulness in wrestling is just so, so good. And that's what makes this match a 10 stars for me. I thought it was just fantastic. But man, I would watch this all over again for a whole nother hour. And the shenanigans that happened afterwards, Orange having a friend in Willow, I think we kind of knew that because they're both been betrayed and now they need someone to rely on. And I think they can rely on themselves. But Kyle, I was like, Kyle's not going to go and help them. Like, this is crazy. He's not going to go and help Orange, especially after he had all the shenanigans with the Kingdom. So that really came out of nowhere for me, but I didn't hate it. I'm like, give me this match. Give me Trent and, Chris Statlander. And I'm blanking on Aussie Open right now.
Kyle Fletcher.
Kyle. Yes. Kyle Fletcher. Give me the 3-on-3. Like, that would be so, so good. That mix. There we go, Drew. We're thinking the same. That trios match would be amazing. And that's something that I really want to see.
I mean, you could do that at
the Kingdom.
Well, you'd have to do that on TV. I was thinking doing it at Forbidden Door, but if you already got, Zack Sabre and Orange, booked up, I mean, you
can do it.
You got to have Orange involved in that because he's the central figure and all that. But Cresta, what did you after you're done yawning there? What did you think? It's late, y'all. It's late.
I've been getting over a cold all day. I woke up at 5 a.m. and I don't know why. I went to bed at 11 because I wasn't feeling good. And I woke up at 5. Like, what year is it? So please bear with me, y'all. The match itself, I wish I could go back and watch and not have to take any notes. It was a good match. Itself was a great match. Again, I was sports confused as to why y'all were cheering on old boy at the end. But when they came out to go jump him and Orange Cassidy, y'all didn't get up to help. I thought Kyle O'Reilly was your friend. Whether or not you fucked with Orange Cassidy, I would still hope that you would, Kyle O'Reilly is your friend. Yeah. If I'm Kyle O'Reilly, I'm not messing with these two Kingdom jabronis and a math teacher. I'm not messing with y'all. You've made me mad. He looks like a math teacher. Tell me he's not about to teach you quadratic equations and I'll call you a liar, okay? And it's like, I don't get it. Statlander says she wasn't friends with Orange Cassidy, but she didn't say she wasn't friends with Trent. So while that's scummy, I respect that. Still my friend. We just scumbags now. Hey, nice to see you on the other side, scumbag. Hey. I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't want to see a mixed trios because while I think that's cute and all, I think Willow and Stat need to have their smoke, or maybe you put them in a tag where there's a buffer or whatever it is. But for the men, they need to have a slobber knocker. They just need to beat the shit out of each other. And not for nothing, I think Willow could give it up. But I don't want the men-woman dynamic to muck it up. I think they all should beat the crap out of each other. But I think the men should have a trio, and the women should have like a tag, and then the eventual Statlander Willow blow off.
As long as Trent finally beats Orange Cassidy. Because if that doesn't happen, what the hell are we doing?
I like Orange Cassidy. I do. But at this point, Orange Cassidy is damn near on the brink of death. I want him and Darby Allin to hold hand and go to Disney World. Please take a break. That being said, Orange Cassidy's finisher can't be plot armor anymore. At this point, he's literally getting jumped. He went from wearing light jeans to dark jeans. Something's coming. I want the best for him, but him, much like Darby, yo, go to Disney World, bro. Take the most unenthusiastic photos, but please take some time off. Even Roman taking time off now. Like, Like, come on, dogs. Come on, dogs. I don't know what
we all, Roman's just sitting at home, just soaking in those "We Want Roman" chants. Like, he's going to do that as long as humanly possible.
We want Roman. No,
that man turned babyface overnight and didn't have to do a damn thing.
Yeah.
Just to come back and gaslight. And everyone's going to be like, it's some good shit, pal.
We love you. Never leave us. And then he'll leave for six more months. We got one more super chat from Kiros. Thank you so much. Rosa and Deanna are going to slap the dog out of one another. This match was made for Cresta and Iridian. He didn't say "and me," but also "and me."
I will use what I saw in chat. I did not know, Rick, that you were a fine connoisseur of skirt steaks.
I did not know your game, Rick.
We were unfamiliar with your game, but now we are familiar with it.
that's going to be a really, really great mom. Great one. I'm excited for that one. One more thing about Orange Cassidy. Part of the best friends also was Wheeler Yuta. He was in that group before, things went down and he joined the BCC. So he also has beef with Trent because Trent did not want this guy as a best friend. Chuck was the one that brought Wheeler Yuta in. So Interessante, this could possibly be a chance for Yuta to get involved. Who knows? Because he does have history with Don Callis' family as well. You know, he's got beef with Takeshita. So I think this could also play out.
There's definitely an avenue there to get the BCC involved for sure.
Hold on. Because Iridian's spitting right now. Because Don Callis need to get beat up. That whole group need to get beat up. And who was the best group to do it? BCC. All they do is fight. Like, you almost had it with the super group with the Acclaimed and the Ass Boys, but they imploded. But BCC is the perfect group to do that with. Because Don Callis is relentless. And John Moxley, I wanted to say he has nothing to live for. He obviously has something to live for, but the way he wrestles, I don't know, man. Like,
Mox is going to give him a matching, one on the other side.
Exactly. You know? He's going to make you bong, bong, like you're the double Harry Potter.
Not the double Harry Potter.
Oh, my Lord. All right, Iridian. I think we wrapped up. We wrapped up. We got nothing left to talk about. What you got going on? Where can the good people find your stuff?
Guys, make sure you head over to YouTube and search up Rest Friends. You can find my Vegas vlog. You can find my interviews, recaps, reactions, everything we have on there. That's WREST Friends, Wrestling and Friends put together into one word. And follow me on social media, X, Twitter, Instagram, literally everything at Iridian_Fiero. And Saturday, you can find me here with the beautiful people, Caresta and Ricuccino. Shout outs to you guys.
Caresta, I thought you were replacing me with somebody.
Oh, you said, who else is beautiful? Cresta, where can the beautiful people find you?
I'll do the honors and kick this last super chat for you, Rick. Give your voice a break. Yuta brings Orange into the BCC.
I'm here for it. That'd
be a gimmick.
Interesting dynamic.
You would have to wear black jeans.
No pockets. No pockets in the jeans.
I don't hate it. No, maybe like a black jean studded jacket. Okay, now, Interessante.
I mean, he'd have to get juiced, right? Because you got to bleed to join the BCC. So they got to juice Orange.
They've already turned him into a blood orange a few times.
They should give him
damn it. The blood orange was right there and I missed it. God damn, that was good. All right.
Anywho, you can find me over on Twitter. Cresta, the star, like Megan Thee Stallion, every Thursday and Saturday. I am here on Thursdays. I cover all things TNA with Joe Pearl. On Saturdays, I am here with Rick and Iridian going over all things Collision. Sometimes you can find me over on TikTok selling things. You just have to look up Cresta Star. That's what I do at my other wizard job. TikTok is Cresta Star. If that is a lot of stuff, Cresta the star, like Megan Thee Stallion, on X, formerly known as Twitter. There's a link tree in my bio. There's even a link to all of these episodes in case you've missed a collision. Our 1-year anniversary is coming up. So, some required reading. Watch all of them because they're all there. Rick, where can the people find you?
Right up here. One stop shop at Rick Uccino. On Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Also on Instagram. Wrestling coverage. I cover the Cincinnati Reds for Sports Illustrated, Cincinnati Bengals for SiriusXM. I'm working on cookbooks, so occasionally you'll see some food porn. I'm a busy guy. I got two adorable kids. I post photos of them from time to time, so if you're interested in any of that, at Rick Uccino. You can follow me there. Until then, thank you guys so much. Almost 4,000 people here on a Saturday night, 11:24 p.m., talking about AEW Collision. And they said this company's going down my ass. All right, we'll be back next week, everybody, for 1 year. 1 year. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Bye.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.